WJTL, This Hope, Take Me to the Manger. Big Daddy Weave, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Good morning to you. It's 7:21.
And weather-wise today, cloudy this morning and flurries gradual clearing, a windy high of 34. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low getting down to 18. Friday, mostly cloudy, high 32. Saturday, mostly sunny, high 34, and end for Sunday. Chance of rain and snow showers, a high of 41. 25 right now in Lancaster. And looking at our WJTL storm crew, we do have some delays. Lancaster County Conestoga Christian School, Lancaster, a two-hour delay. Also on a two-hour delay, Lancaster Country Day School, New School of Lancaster. School District of Lancaster, two-hour delay, no before-school programs, and Twin Valley Bible Academy on a two-hour delay. Swinging over to Dauphin County, Halifax Area School District, Millersburg Area School District, also on a two-hour delay with no breakfast. Northern Dauphin Christian School and Upper Dauphin Area School District, both on a two-hour delay. In Chester County, these three school districts, two-hour delay, Octorara Area School District, Oxford Area School District, and West Fallowfield Christian. And in Schuylkill County, Pine Grove Area School District on a two-hour delay.
Our very special guest in the studio today is from Lancaster County Community Foundation. Jessica Mailhot is the director of Forever Lancaster. Good morning again to you, Jessica.
Good morning.
So great to have you here.
So great to be here.
Now, a lot of people would know of Lancaster County Community Foundation from the Extraordinary Give.
Yes, they do.
But you guys do a lot more. But first, just give us a little background on Lancaster County Community Foundation, how long you've been around, how it got started, all that kind of stuff.
Sure. The Community Foundation in Lancaster has been around since 1924. The first community foundation was formed in Cleveland in 1914, so
okay.
We came along shortly after that.
Wow, all right.
And it got formed because there were a number of bankers in town who had trusts from people who had passed, and they decided to bring those trusts together, and they could be more effective by combining their forces and trying to do good for the community as a group rather than as individuals.
Wow.
So we've been around since 1924. We've had those trusts. They're endowed funds.
Right.
So we have been able to make grants from those funds since that time, and we continue to make grants from those funds. So that's a core part of our business, is making grants. So if you're in the nonprofit sector, you probably know who we are through that.
Yeah.
But there's this other part of our business, which is around building the community's endowment. And that's really what Forever Lancaster is focused on, building that community endowment.
And tell us a little bit about how you're doing that.
We have been doing it since 1924, but not as proactively as what we're doing now.
Yeah.
You know, there are some amazing statistics around this idea of building endowment. About 90% of Americans give money to their favorite charities while they're alive, but only 7% make a plan after they've passed to continue to give to that organization.
Interesting.
So, you know, including your favorite nonprofits in your will.
Right.
Making an estate plan to have that happen. Only 7% of us do that.
Right.
So this is about really education and raising awareness around that idea so that people, as they are making those plans, can stop and say, hey, wait a minute, can I still take care of my family? And perhaps carve out a little bit to take care of what's important to me in this community.
Right. So a legacy gift, really leaving something that's going to impact something you believe in.
Exactly. Yeah. So, again, those nonprofits get used to your contributions while you're alive. And then after you're gone, you know, they have to pick up the pieces from that.
Tell us a little bit about some of the grants that you do to the nonprofits. What are some of the community building things that you do that are helping nonprofits in Lancaster?
You know, we have four different grant cycles that we make. We work with hundreds of different nonprofits in our community. We had 464 that participated in the Extraordinary Give.
Amazing.
Which is amazing, and the number just keeps growing.
Yeah.
There's actually quite a few more nonprofits in our community, upwards of almost 2,000, I believe. And we make grants to all of those different nonprofits in different ways, shapes, and forms. We also have a number of nonprofits that have endowed funds at our community foundation.
Oh, okay.
So organizations like Tabor and Christ's Home, Clare House, Salvation Army, Veritas Academy.
Right.
And thanks to our friend Kathy Rosato, the Upward Fund,
right.
Which is a sports program that helps kids in that program. So it's a wide variety of organizations that you can work with and support.
And if folks want to get more information about Forever Lancaster or Lancaster County Community Foundation, what's the best or easiest way for them to do that?
Probably the easiest way is to go to our website, which is www.lancfound.org. And there's all kinds of information there. And you can see my face on the website and get my email address and my phone number.
Lancfound.org, L-A-N-C, found.org. And I know that we want to let people know that you're way more than just the Extraordinary Give, but... We are pretty proud of the Extraordinary Give. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, so are we. It really, you know, per capita, we are the most generous community across the country.
Yeah.
The day before our give, Miami has their give, and they raised $10 million. Compare that to our $8.6 million, and you just got to be awed.
And Miami's so much bigger of an area, so many more people. So,
exactly.
Yeah, what a great place we live in.
Yeah, it is extraordinary.
Yeah, wonderful. Check it out online. Find out more about Lancaster County Community Foundation and Forever Lancaster. See how you can get involved. Lankfound.org. We're going to talk more with Jessica coming up in just a bit. Back to the music with Five Iron Frenzy. This is You Gotta Get Up on WJ.